Dreamscape presents The Roommate Agreement by Emma Hart, narrated by Heather Costa and Jeffrey Kafer. Chapter 1. Shelby. You must wear pants.
You! Shove this filthy, cheesy piece of crap up your ass!
Jay turned his head, staring at me with wide green eyes, his hands firmly around the controller of his PlayStation.
What?
I threw the dirty sock at his head. I've had enough! 3 months, Jay! 3 months! You told me you'd have another place by now, but I still just had to pick your dirty damn sock up out of the bath before I could shower.
My best friend's eyes darted up and down my body. Is that why you look like a clan full of cats just dragged you out of a forest?
It's a clowder.
What?
A group of cats is a clowder. I paused, then shook my head. Not the point. I'm sick and tired of picking up after you. You're 26. Why can't you work a washing machine?
He paused his game, then tilted his head to the side, flashing me his signature charming grin that did absolutely nothing but piss me off.
Because you know how to, Shelbs.
I grabbed his jacket from the back of the chair and threw it at his head.
I am not your mother. I am your best friend, and apparently your keeper, you overgrown man-child.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He grabbed the jacket before I hit him in the face with it. No need to make more mess. It's bad enough as it is.
Annoyance flared within me. I stormed over to the living room and stood with my feet apart and braced my hands on my hips. Slowly and deliberately, I cast my gaze over the living room. Over the empty bottle of Mountain Dew on the floor by his feet, the crushed Red Bull can on the side table with the lamp, the pizza box on the coffee table, surrounded by empty food packets.
And who does the mess belong to, Jay? I asked in a deathly calm voice that my mother would have been proud of.
He froze, the grin falling from his face.
You sounded like your mom.
I continued to glare at him. I am not picking up after you anymore. I'm tired of finding your clothes in the washer when I need to wash mine. I'm sick of picking up after your rubbish because your lazy ass can't find the trash can. And, hey, are those my Oreos?
No.
The telltale blue packet peeked out from between two packets of Doritos. I reached forward and snatched it before Jay had a chance. It was my Oreos, and the packet was empty.
You ate my Oreos!
My voice was shriller than it should have been, but this day was going from bad to worse. I was behind on my deadline, there were dirty socks in my shower, and my shit roommate and future ex-best friend had eaten my only pleasure in this life.
Jay had the good grace to grimace.
Sorry?
Sorry? Sorry? One thing in that kitchen is off-limits to you, and that's my Oreos!
I waved the packet to punctuate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?